At the end of January, I got a call informing me that Dad had punched a male patient and injured him, but not badly. My dad had been a boxer in his youth, and at 6 feet tall and 180 pounds, he still had the strength of a man half his age. The man he hurt also had dementia and could not protect himself. There was no way he could have understood why he had been attacked. My father was becoming more agitated and quick to anger. The girlfriend no longer sat next to him holding his hand when I visited. For the time being, the staff seemed to be managing him, and at least he couldn't escape. Until he did. Using the elevator down to the ground floor, he snuck out at the end of visiting hours. This time, no one called me in the middle of the night. The head nurse called the next morning to tell me that SFPD had an all-points bulletin out for him, and the staff would keep me updated. Oh, Dad, now what? I was scared for him, imagining him running the streets of San Francisco. I was scared for anyone unwittingly running into him. The city was huge, fast, and some of the neighborhoods were dangerous. Even as I waited and worried, part of me wanted him to run free, to escape the city, to escape the prison of his deteriorating brain. And in the words of Dylan Thomas, to not go gentle into that good night, to rage, rage against the dying of the light. He was found within 24 hours and placed in the geriatric unit at San Francisco General Hospital. When I visited him, I found him strapped into a metal chair with a tray attached that looked like an adult high chair. He was so sedated, he couldn't eat the lunch that was right in front of him. He couldn't coordinate picking up the hamburger and bringing it to his mouth. I could tell he was hungry, so I began to feed him. First, I tried to cut bites of the hamburger and bun, spearing them on the end of a fork. It didn't work, so I pulled off pieces and fed him with my fingers. I felt like a mother feeding her baby bird. I could feel his lips when I put food in his mouth. He was so vulnerable and helpless. Feeding my daddy, I felt vulnerable and helpless. Silent tears streamed down my face. He finished his hamburger, and I gave him a drink through a straw. Needing some space, I walked down the long corridor following the haunting sound of classical music and found an open door into a large room occupied by an old man and an old woman. The old man was hunched over the keyboard of an upright piano playing a Bach concerto as if there was no one in the room but him and the music. And then I realized that the woman standing close to him must be his wife. She smiled at me and said quietly, "It's the only time he comes to life. Music is the only thing he remembers." I listened for a time with my eyes closed, then turned and walked back to where my dad had fallen asleep in his chair. I kissed him tenderly on his forehead so I wouldn't wake him, and stopped at the nurse's station to tell her of my concern about his level of sedation. She said she would talk with the psychiatrist. I didn't know what would happen next. We were running out of options.